celebrating as well. I got the all clear from the clinic. Put it out.
Are we
live.
Going? So, put that on before the intro, go on.
How you doing, pal?
All right, sir. How are you?
I'm good. Welcome back to the pod. You've had a few weeks off, haven't you?
Have you missed me?
No. I was going to make you feel better and say, yeah, but I really didn't.
I was saying after the last pod, we went to the gym, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
My fucking back's still killing.
Is it?
Yeah.
You think it was a tough session?
Yeah, it was hard.
Right. That's how you've got to train, though.
Yeah, that's not what I do, mate. but it's good to be back. It really is.
Good to see you back. So, talk to me why. Why did you think you had to have that couple of weeks off? Be honest.
I didn't think I had to. I just knew in myself that it wasn't the right thing to do. Now, a few years ago, it probably wouldn't have bothered me, but where I am now,
yeah,
it was... I've never been beat 5-0 in my life at footy. We got beat 5-0 at Boston, which is not even like a decent team. We don't know what's going on. We're not doing too well. And I just thought, do you know what? It's not right for me to be coming on with you, laughing and joking, when you've been dick 5-0 at the weekend.
Because you knew that I was going to hammer you, didn't you?
But it's just not acceptable to be getting beat 5-0, to be having a laugh after you've done it. So I just thought, give me a week off. I'll let you deal with G-Stop for a week and okay. I'll come back and help you.
So,
do you think that's fair enough? Or?
Yeah. So, what did your dad, not your dad, Parky, what did he think about that?
Well, he's not even told me to not do it. It's not come from him at all. It was just...
You just thought it was the right thing to do?
Yeah.
Well, G-Stop were a good stand-in. Did you?
Yeah, it was decent.
You listened to it?
Yeah, it was good.
I thought he even said himself that he thought he would have contributed a bit more, but when he was here, it finished and he went, oh shit, I didn't really speak there, I forgot what to do. That's him.
Yeah, that's just how thick he is, isn't he?
We just sat there listening and then obviously listening to the guest and then at the end he was like, oh yeah, shit, I forgot I meant to speak.
Well, I listened to it and I thought I was pretty gutted that I didn't come and do it because I thought Ashcroft was a good guest.
He was good.
Told it how it is and he had some good stories. Yeah.
I didn't realise he'd had such a good career, but I didn't know he was such a wild child either.
Yeah,
I'd heard rumours.
It was quite funny. He was like, yeah, I got bought for 150 grand or whatever. And then and then I spat in the manager's face.
Yeah. Like, and then I left and then I went for nearly $500,000 and then I just tossed it off. I didn't like it. It's like, what?
No worries. Yeah. But I also thought, I wouldn't mind playing for him one day. He's,
yeah.
Pretty funny, wasn't he?
Where's he at now? Where was it called?
Kendall, is it?
No, it's not. Longridge.
Longridge Town, yeah.
That's it, Longridge Town.
Yeah, he had Richie Allen playing for him.
Yeah, he did.
And that JR, who's now playing in Bhutan.
Obviously he's doing all right, but I don't know what. It's not even Sunday League. It can't be.
He's in the games.
Absolutely dog shite.
When he gets back, if you're listening, follow JR on Twitter or Facebook or something. Because
he scored something like 9 goals in one game. He posted.
Yeah, he's playing in Bhutan and all his highlights are up. But the Bhutan League is frightening, isn't it?
Yeah.
But if you slag the league off, he gets pissed off.
Does he?
He put like, make sure you're watching. And I said, I'll watch you, pal. Yeah, no worries. And then I turned it off after 10 minutes. I thought, I can't watch that any longer.
Why, was it bad?
Oh, my God.
Standard. What?
It was terrible. But anyway, he's a
good
player.
He's a good player. Yeah.
And to be fair, he's finishing and what he's doing, he's just blasting him in the top bin. So no one can do anything about it. But
that's the thing. Like, it's not like, you know, he's scuffing him in and the keeper's missing him. I've seen some of his goals. He's literally like top bins.
But we'll try and get him on the pod when he gets back.
Yeah, he must have some stories out there. Yeah. What's it called? Bhutan.
Bhutan.
Bhutan League.
No idea, mate.
They won one game. I think it was 11-1.
Yeah, 15-2 as well, I said.
15-2.
Shocking, isn't it?
Yeah. So, I think even you might score. Why don't you move over there?
Hey, I've done all right recently.
You got five in... Well, when I chatted to you the other day, you were 5-5, weren't you?
5-5, but... After Kiddie, it's 5-6, which it's not bad.
It's not bad. Like I said, as a striker, that's all you're bothered about.
Well, I'm bothered about winning games, but
yeah, I weren't. No, I were.
So, what have you been up to?
What did I do after that? I went to Dublin. Every year I go to Dublin with the lads. So we go for the Gaelic Cup final. And this was our 6th year in a row. It's not. It's a brilliant game when you understand it. But the reason why we don't go and watch the game. We go to Dublin because there's like 200,000 people descend on Dublin for that week. It's like going into London for the FA Cup final.
Yeah, decent.
So the atmosphere is brilliant. So we fly out. We fly out about 6 o'clock Sunday morning. So we're like straight on the Guinness.
Sunday sesh.
Yeah, full like super Sunday. We watch the Gaelic Cup final, and then there's always, I think it was like Arsenal, Tottenham and stuff like that. And then we stay out at night. We stop in a hostel. It's sort of like, about 8 quid for night. And then we check out at 9 o'clock at morning on the Monday, and then straight back on the lash. And Monday, you won't believe how busy it is. There's just like live music all the time. Yeah. We're just on the lash all day. And then we get a flight home at 8:30 at night. But for the last 3 years, we've missed our flight.
Standard.
So yeah, but this year I run under strict rules not to miss the flight.
Told me you were going. I've got a great chat line for Dublin.
Go on.
So, are you from round here, love? Because I can feel my dick, Dublin.
Oh no.
Hey, it does not work.
Does it not?
No, not once.
I'm surprised. What about like when they start talking to you? So have you got a bit of English in you? I say no. I say, do you want some?
That don't work either.
Never worked. But no, it's a brilliant trip.
It is. We go at Christmas every year.
Oh dear.
Yeah, Christmas.
Is it still busy then as well, round there? Is it?
Yeah, but it's just football teams everywhere. So last year, I think one of our lads was pulling Thingy's hair from Stoke. What's he called? The little midfielder with long hair.
Bojan?
No. What's he called?
English. I don't know. You're telling
English,
us.
Isn't he?
Oh no! You're on about
play for City,
play for Wales,
play for Liverpool. Yeah,
yeah.
Joe Allen.
Yeah, he's Welsh.
Well, he's at the bar. And one of the lads just pulls his head and that.
Oh wow!
Like nearly kicking off. But there's literally. I think we're the lowest team that's there, and then there's like Stoke.
Yeah, it's a big jump.
Bury was there.
Altid to Stoke.
Yeah, Bury was there, and a few other teams.
Right.
So, yeah, it's always a rowdy one. It's good.
It is. It is good. Right. So we've took. What about? What are you up to? Oh, have you got this Saturday? It's a big game, isn't it?
We're in the FA Cup, and if you could have picked one team that I didn't want to play, it would have been Chester away, and that's who we've got.
Oh God, so, John Owen Bernard.
Yeah, go and see the boys again.
What? What happened last year though? When you played them away, you.
Yeah. Beat them 2-1, got two.
You scored two, you never know, it might happen again.
Might happen again. Well, we played them already at their place, and they scored in the 93rd to
equalise.
So, it'd be a good game. It's not a bad, if you want a tough team, you'd rather play somewhere like that, wouldn't you? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, at least it's a decent ground, a decent pitch, isn't it?
York have got Earlham.
And you've got Chester.
Yeah, you want Earlham, don't you?
Surely that's like a buy, isn't it, for York?
It should be, but
they're flying at the minute, aren't they?
Well. Yeah.
Their manager is Steve Watson, isn't it?
He was spotted out in Didsbury on Saturday, wasn't he?
I've heard that.
By our what would you call him?
Co-host? Co-producer?
Lee? What is he?
Lee.
Yeah.
The boss.
There you go. By the boss. I've just called him co-producer. Sorry, Lee, if you're listening. keep paying me, I'm sorry.
they're doing well. It's a tough league, like, especially when you're not, say you don't win your first few, there's no easy games, so you're looking for a win.
Confidence is low, because you must be about, what are you, about 15th or something?
15th in the league, and it's just... I don't know.
After last year as well, when you were in the playoffs.
Like, you need a win, and then it's like, all right, well, we've got Kidderminster away. And you're like, well, it's not an easy game.
No.
Like, if you went there and got a point and you were sixth in the league, you'd be happy with it.
Yeah.
When you're 15th and trying to get those 3 points, it's a completely different story.
And that's it now. You it's going to be really, really tough to claw them points back.
Yeah, I mean, I know the boys can do it. We've got the one of the best teams I've ever played with, so we'll do it. We'll be up there at the end.
Right, guys, remember, a big thank you to our sponsors, beer52.com/trails. Remember, get online, sign up. You get 25 quid worth of beer for the first one for $4.95 or $4.99, I think. And there's loads. You get, like, pale ales, beers, lagers, snacks. So, it's, to be fair, it's class for what it is. So, get online, sign up, and get your beers. I'm on a footy trip this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm going down to Kettering for the weekend. There's about 30 of us. We've got a few lads who you might know.
Go on.
Coming down, Ricky Hatton.
He's put a bit of weight on.
Yeah, he has put a bit of weight on, yeah. But Ricky's coming to play with us. So how it started off a couple of years ago, one of my best pals, a good friend of his who I knew as well, he unfortunately went for a bit of a bad time and he hung himself, which is obviously so. What
I was going to say some banter then.
No,
Jesus.
But what we did then is we organised this football tournament in his name, so like get all his mates down, we all chip in like a bit of money, have a big football tournament. I think last year we had 8 teams, and this year I think we've got 16 teams. Decent. So
it's
so it's growing.
I still can't get a call up.
No, you might have to this weekend. But we've got 30 lads from Manchester.
All going down
as well to support it. So yeah, one of them's Ricky.
So what's that called?
It's just the Barney Seven-a-Side. Tournament, yeah.
Tournament. So a big dinosaur.
That was his name, Barney, yeah. So Ricky and all the lads staying in a big hotel in Kettering, and then we'll...
he'll be having a few, Ricky, won't he?
After the game, yeah.
Have you seen that video of him that come out a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
Well, I met him in that exact bar.
What bar was it?
I'm sure it's in the karaoke bar in Benal Medina.
Oh, is it?
Ask him that on Saturday.
I will do.
Because that's where we met him.
I will do. He got some stick for that.
Yeah, I don't think it's...
They were just pissed, weren't they?
He's having a good time.
The thing is, though, what, like he explained on his on his Instagram or whatever, he'd been there for like 14 days.
Yeah.
And he'd spent 10 days or something with his family and his kids just having nice meals. And then one night, his mates came over, he had a... big piss up,
but then bit too much,
and then he gets filmed.
I tell you
the bit that I like. He's got his shirt over his head. He's obviously steaming. He falls over off his own accord. Stands up as though he's going to start on someone because as though they've tripped him up. And he was like, "Okay, it's you."
He's had 10 too many there, not one any. Yeah.
But
who's asked?
Yeah, who's asked on him?
But he's not training for anything, is he?
I think the thing is, me and you have probably done that 10 times over.
Yeah.
But
no one's filmed him.
Yeah, no one's bothered about us, have they?
No, someone has filmed me, but I tell him to delete it in the morning.
But yeah, we've got a bit of a different kind of podcast today, haven't we?
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about it.
But I don't know, yeah. We've got Core Shit Tash. Hey, pal.
Hi, mate.
You all right?
Yeah, good.
Looks nervous.
He does look nervous. He's got a questions and answers session for us. So yeah. I don't know what he's...
I had a look on Twitter before and it's going to be an absolute depression session for us, by the way.
I had some bad questions.
Just
some funny questions.
Is there? Yeah.
Is there? I must have missed. I haven't looked.
Have you not?
No, I've got... No.
Well, I tried doing some research once, but... Okay, let's see how it goes.
Corey, so is it literally quick fire and we just...
It's not quick fire really, because some of them, like, you know, you can probably elaborate and go
delve
into.
It.
Yeah, delve into.
Are you trying to catch us off guard though? Is that what you're trying to do?
He's trying to get a story.
Keep it natural. I feel like he's just trying to get on the pod. He's been on about it for about 2 months. I'll be co-presenter.
Keep it natural, lads. Pretend I'm not here.
Yeah, keep it natural, but I've got all these questions prepared.
Right, you ready?
Right, I'm ready first for the one, first go. One.
Right, so...
Speaking to the mic, please.
This is the first time, Jordan. Leave me alone.
Who spent Christmas Day in the cells and came out for Boxing Day and scored 5? That's from Dutes.
Yeah, that'd be me.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not me.
Yeah, that'd be me. That was quite, yeah.
Who was that for?
I was at Hyde at the time, so I'd oh, God.
Should have. Yeah, why didn't you hide from the Cumbria? Yeah.
So, it was, obviously, I went to Hyde after I'd not played for about 3 years for my blood disease.
Right, yeah.
And I'd come back, I was doing pretty well at Hyde, so it come to Christmas, and I went out 23rd of December, which is like Mad Friday. Have you heard of Mad Friday?
Yeah, we have it in Rabbit.
Yeah, so it's when all
but in Burnley, I never do it. Yeah, I hate the fact I can't do it.
All the factories shut. So by 12 o'clock, everyone's out. We didn't have a game on the Saturday for some reason. Because it was the 23rd, it was too close. So obviously we're not going to play Christmas
Eve.
You get me?
Yeah, yeah.
So I went out. My girlfriend at the time, at the end of the night, just she was pissed, and these group of lads walked past and like said something like inappropriate to her.
Yeah.
So I was like, lads, fucking give it a rest, will you? So then they started on me, and my missus at the time like tried to get in the way, and they whizzed her to the floor. So that was it then.
Red
full
mist.
Steam ahead, yeah. Red mist, steam. I just steamed into them. They steamed into me. It was just like a big, just massive brawl, and I ended up, I ran back, like one of them was trying to like hit me over the top of the other one, but I had one by the shirt, and I ran him back, and I was going to slam him against the wall, but I was in front of a kebab shop window, and we both went through the kebab shop window. So that's it. Police come, riot vans come. I remember this riot van come, and all the police jumped out. Obviously we were still like hold of each other, and so I've stood up, like blood everywhere, like because the window just shattered. Big group of people by this stage, and this police officer come running towards me. So I instinctively like put my hands up, like it's sorry, like, and he pinned me up against a wall with his truncheon.
Truncheon, yeah.
And I couldn't breathe.
Shouldn't have had his cock out.
No, yeah. Thought, put your dick away while you're chasing me. So he had me pinned up against the wall, and everyone was looking at me, and I cut like he literally had it jammed in my throat. I couldn't breathe, and I started to panic. And you know, like when you get that mad that you get tears in your eyes. So I was thinking, I'm gonna cry here. And I was like, please, I've like done nothing wrong. Just let me go. Like you can arrest me. Like whatever you want to do. And he started to knee me. He was like, shut your mouth. And he had me pinned, and he was kneeing me, like giving me a dead leg. And I was looking around, and my eyes were like filling up. I thought, I'm going to cry here. And I was like, please just let me go. And he went to pull the truncheon back to like ram it into me again. And I don't know why, I just instinctively like grabbed the truncheon and I whacked it back into his face. So it all...
You might have to blame this one out, you know.
So it all...
Since his agent career is going down the pan.
No, it's just one of them things, isn't it, when you're younger. So it all just, that was it. All the police came at me, pepper sprayed me. Pin me to the ground.
Yeah, I bet you was crying then. Weren't you?
No, I didn't know what. I was just angry by then. I was just so angry. I just wanted to try and like hit anyone in sight. So yeah, the CS gas me, the pepper spray or everything. Pin me to the floor. They had me pinned to the floor and still spraying it in my mouth, in my face. I was handcuffed. My head was on the pavement, and like police were coming over and still spraying me. They were just because they were that mad. So anyway, I got put in the cells.
Nothing less than you deserve, really.
Yeah, well, no, you know what? I didn't think I did deserve it. So anyway, got put in the cells, but in Burnley on the 23rd, like Mad Friday.
Too busy.
The cells were jammed.
Busier than the clubs.
Yeah, so I was inside. Nobody came to see me for a full, like, literally 24 hours. So this CS gas and the pepper spray had blistered all my face by this time, all inside my ears, all inside my eyes, all inside my mouth. I was like a little bit like you. It's horrendous. So anyway, they pulled me out of the cells, and a nurse came to see me. She was going mad. You meant to wash it off, because these crystals now, when they spray you, if you touch your face, they burst and then they like spray you again. And I just kept getting this and I was puking up everywhere in the
you're
cell.
Not clean.
Well, this is the thing.
Right, here we go now.
So I was in the cells, and then the police obviously saw the state of me, and they said, look, if you accept the charges, you know, we'll let you out now and you come back to court in it. And I was like, there's no way I'm accepting the charges. I did nothing wrong. Yeah, I got into a fight, but I had my hands up. I was like, the cop and like beat me up when I was stood there. and I panicked, and I'm like, so anyway, I had somebody come. You have like an independent solicitor who comes.
Yeah, free one. Whatever.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, they viewed the CCTV from outside the kebab shop, and it blatantly just showed them like kicking crap out of me. Really, I had my hands up, and you could see him hitting me. So they dropped the charges, and they end up getting quite a big fine. It's about 850 quid, but no charges. So that was it. So but I was in for a long time because I had to wait for this solicitor. So I missed Boxing Day, Christmas Day, came out Christmas Day night.
Oh, wow.
Missed my whole. And that's when, did I tell you the story about the frozen turkey? Have I told you? Have I not told you the frozen turkey one?
No.
I must have done it. I thought I told it on the first pod. I didn't know. Where I like, and the RAC man come. Have I not talked I came out Christmas Day, and I got back to the house. I was in a paper boiler suit. Came back to the house, and my ex missus mum was there with her, taking all the stuff from the house because we'd had this like big fallout. I'd been arrested, and her mum was like, "You're not being with him," and blah. And she started like taking stuff from the house, and I was like, "What are you doing?" And she was like trying to load like. Put all the bin bags outside. My daughter's not staying with you and stuff like that. And I was I'd just come out, obviously, I looked
good
horrendous.
Times, yeah.
Christmas Day, I'd missed everything. I was meant to be hosting Christmas Day, so I think that's why she was mad, because obviously she'd missed the Christmas dinner.
Well, what do you do, a full...
Right, so...
game show and that.
And
hosting it.
No, yeah, I suppose you're hosting Christmas dinner, cooking it all.
All right.
You know, so anyway, dad come. And I ended up, I was that mad, got the frozen turkey from the kitchen. It'd been in freezer for the last like 4 days because I've been inside. A dad come, they were loading the car up, so I lost my head a little bit, got the turkey, ran outside. I said, you might as well take this fucking with you as well. And put it through the windscreen of the car. And the two turkey legs just stuck out the car window. So... I was like, as soon as I did it, you know, as soon as you do it, you think, oh my God, what have I done?
I'm going back in.
This is like red mist. All the neighbours come out. I'm in a paper boiler suit with blisters all over your face. I had to call the RAC man. I was like, I'm really sorry. But there's a turkey sticking out of the windscreen. And he was like, all right, mate, nice one. Because it was Christmas Day. He must have thought I was taking the piss. Anyway, I was like, no, I'm like... It is true. Yeah. So the RAC man coming had to try and dislodge the frozen turkey from the windscreen. So that was end of Christmas, end of relationship, yeah. end of that day. So the next day, we had a game for Hyde, and I was in no state to play. Like, I'd had a cup of tea and some scrambled eggs in 3 days. I was like, hardly slept, covered in CS gas still, and... Hyde were playing Stalybridge, local rivals, yeah. Hated each other. So I've turned up like looking horrendous. The manager's played me. We won 7-4, scored 5.
Back on it in Burnley.
Hyde hero after that. Yeah. Straight back out after the game, celebrating. So yeah, that's
good story. Cheers.
That's the story.
Cheers, dudes. Mine's gonna be shit next.
That was a long time ago. That though, we're talking.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we're talking 12 years ago.
Yeah.
11 years ago. You know, obviously grown up.
Was that the worst Christmas you've ever had? In fact, I don't want to hear if you've had worse, because that was bad.
Nah.
Have I had a worse Christmas than that?
Surely not.
Oh, do you know? I have had a worse Christmas than that. Only for like. like depression reasons.
All right.
So like when I
Don't depress everyone. Just leave it.
I'll briefly go for it. When I signed for Russian, so I left Bury. Russian Diamonds signed me in the summer. I obviously got the blood disease. So Christmas, the club didn't want me to go home because I was having loads of tests. So on Boxing Day, I was having tests for like leukemia and bone cancer and all stuff like that, trying to find out what was wrong. But I didn't want my parents to worry about me because I was living in Northampton at the time. So I rang up and I said, I've got to have like a minor operation on my cartilage in my knee, when really I was going into hospital and having like these serious tests done. And I didn't want my mum to worry over Christmas. So we were living in a rented house, and it was when you had a meter on the, you know, on the, you like your electricity meter. Yeah. So the other two lads who I were living with got home for Christmas. They were coming back on the Boxing Day, obviously, for the home game. So Christmas Eve, I'm sat in the house. It's about 6 o'clock at night. I'm on my own. Like, I'm already upset, thinking I'm dying. I've got like leukemia or something. Fucking electricity went off. It was pitch black.
No shops open.
No shops open Christmas Eve. So I literally sat on the settee in pitch black, just like in tears, just thinking, oh my God, this is the worst Christmas ever.
That is bad.
So yeah, I kind of beat it.
I thought my family were bad, but that's worse.
Bad time, yeah. Bad time.
Right, anyway.
Yeah, on to the next one.
Jordan, what did the Darlington fans say to you a few weeks ago? And that's from Andy Hodgson on Twitter.
Cheers, Andy. I don't know, I'll be honest.
What was going on, though?
I just think...
Darlington hate you anyway.
Yeah, we've had a rivalry with Darlington since Rami. So we went from Rami, and we turned up as like a little town team, should never have beat them. But we had a good team, so we beat them. And then Jono and Byrne, obviously...
There was a fight as well, though.
Yeah, giving it their fans on the sideline and whatever. And then we played one year in the semi-final of the playoffs with Rami. And we beat them 2-0. I scored. But one of the fans went to, like, come on the pitch. So our right back, like, dropped the ball and pretended to kick it at him. And all the fans, like, shit it. You know, like, reacted like that. And our right back went, wee. Like, proper schoolboy stuff. Brilliant. But next thing, all their fans are trying to get over I bet about at least 30 of them are trying to get over and fight with us all. And then
on the pitch?
On the way off the pitch, we just won in the semi-finals with a buzzing. Jono and Byrne got us all in, like, our dugout and said, listen, we're going to walk through them now with our fucking shoulders back, our head up. We've just beat them and they're going to try and fight with us. If they come at you, just have it. Just go for it.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Cheers, Jono.
So it was pretty much like we all stick together. We walk off this pitch together. If anything happens, we're all together, basically. And I love that shit, mate. Even though I'm a shit house, I love it. So I'm like in the middle. And as I'm walking off, there's like pints being thrown at us, proper people running on and stewards tackling them. And obviously, we're from Rami, we got like 150 fans. We didn't have a clue what was going on. So we've always just had like a hatred from that. But as we're going off, like, once you get into like safety into the tunnel, we're like, woo, wankers, come on then, let's have it, come on. Yeah. But you're never going to. And then it just followed on because I think they went up and we went up, so we played them again. Then we went up, they didn't, but we dropped down with Salford to play them again. And then we both went up again and we played them again. So it's always been like a rivalry, but I respect the Darlington fans because they just, how passionate they are about their team. Yeah. Like, there's nothing, I don't like hate them for what they were. I think they were just shouting, like, you shit or something. They weren't anything bad, but I reacted and just.
Did you?
Yeah,
torn up. Calling you Jimmy Grimble?
Yeah, but then I scored, so it didn't matter, did it?
Oh, did you?
Just shut them up then, so.
Best way to do it, isn't it?
Yeah, but. A lot of respect for the Darlington fans.
You were shouting shit for injury there.
Yeah, I think it was, you know, it's something like that. But even all their players, like Tomo, who we've played against, and all literally for like 8 years now. So, yeah, I'm like friends with them just because we've got so much respect on the pitch.
Yeah.
And we had that good of a battle that we're friends now. So, yeah, it's good.
Oh, football friends.
Yeah, fair play, Darlow fans. Pricks.
Right, well, this one's from Darren Murrish on Twitter. How do you apply sun cream on your back when you're on your own?
It's a Great question.
That is.
Do you know what I do?
You can't ask anyone, can you?
Yeah, you do. You like go and find a group of girls and flirt with them and then go, oh, do you know what, my shoulders are really burning. You couldn't rub cream on them, could you?
You would not do that, though.
Of course I would.
No, you would do that. I wouldn't do it, though. I couldn't think of anything worse. I'd rather burn.
Well, a product girl think that, rub it on your back as well. Like rubbing cream on Mr. Burns.
Quasimodo.
Smithers.
Yeah, just got to ask someone, mate. What else can you do?
Rich, I know how Richie Allen does it.
He just puts it on the end of his bell. Slings it
over his shoulder. Put some cream on there, son.
It could go either way, though, Richie. You could go like underneath if you wanted the back bit. Like the bottom bit of his back. Yeah, just throw that under.
Shit, Tash.
Next one.
Mark Walder on Twitter. Who would win in a fight between Jono and Bernard?
Ooh.
Whoa.
Do you know how I always think of it? Right. Jono's is bigger than Bernard, isn't he?
Yeah.
And I feel like if Jono beat Bernard would come knocking on his door at 8 o'clock in the morning to go for it again.
Yeah.
And
I don't think you can beat Bernard.
That's what I mean. I think he'd just keep coming back.
The best way to beat Bernard is just to run. Yeah. That's what I'd do.
Whereas I think if Bernard beat Jono, Jono would be like, yeah, fair enough, shake his hand, and, you know, good fight. Bernard just won't let it go.
You'd be like, be at your work at dinner and that.
Yeah.
He'd just be like, fuck, is
it? You'd open your lunchbox and be inside it, hitting you.
Yeah, Jono shouts a lot. But when Bernard shouts, you know you've done something wrong.
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
Good question, though.
Be a good fight.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I saw another one. They were said, who would win in a fight between Jordan and my 9-year-old little girl? I think it was about 92% my little girl.
100%. I don't fight. Like you said about Burnley before, when you just steamed into a load of lads. I couldn't think of anything worse.
Oh, no, don't get me wrong. I absolutely packed myself. Like, but it red mist, didn't it? So, especially when your girlfriend's just been flung to the floor.
Just pick her up, make sure she's all right, and leave the lads.
Just start laughing.
Just make sure she's all right.
Awkward shot, lads.
You bastards.
Come on, love.
Go on.
At Danny Johnstone on Twitter.
Danny Johnstone.
Jordan, did Southport ever get in touch about signing you in the summer?
Oh.
I don't think so. Not that I know of.
That must be when they found out about Phoenix.
Yeah.
When Phoenix scored the highest ever on the drug chart.
Who else can we get?
Right, who else can we get? Right, Jordan. He's definitely not on steroids. You can tell by looking at him.
That must be why they signed Kieran Glynn.
Yeah, must be.
He was good when we played against him the other week.
Was he?
Mm.
He's a good player, isn't he? Technically, he's good, isn't he?
Gliniesta.
Yeah,
it's his new name. It was good.
I don't think he'll ever get in the Salford side.
But no, we played Southport the other week, got beat 2-1.
They beat you as well.
Yeah, I scored though.
All right.
And all their fans were singing is Jordan Hume, your podcast is shit.
Were they?
Yeah. Why do they think we're bothered about that?
That's brilliant.
Why is that?
Is that what they were singing?
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
So I just said thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget your review.
Then just got up and won the header.
You score your header?
Yeah.
Off the fringe?
Yeah, straight in.
Wow.
Off the ball cut.
Off the Lego head.
Well, what's Gaz's opinion on Jordan's trim? At Hortino on Twitter.
Easy. Dog shit.
Double dog shit.
No, do you know what? I preferred it when it was longer and you swept it back.
Did you?
You had a really good head of hair. I'm only talking about losing the hair.
I can still get it back. It's fine. Just leave it for a week.
A week? How fast is your hair growing?
Well, a week or two. We sound.
All right, 2 weeks then. Yeah. Oh my God.
What about when you had blonde tips?
Blonde tips. I liked it. I'm thinking about going
highlight
back.
I'll highlight it.
Sorry. Well, I went full grey. And then I got an eye infection the next day.
From you?
So I'm worried about... I want to do it again, but I don't know whether I can because if I get the eye infection again, then I'm in.
I don't think you got your eye infection from your coloured hair, did you?
Yeah, I think.
What, did it drip into your eye?
I think something like that happened. I don't know what. I haven't got any other explanation. Apart from that, I had my contacts in for about 6 months without taking them out.
That might be it. It
could have been that. That
could have been it, yeah. Do you know what you know you should do? Close your eyes while you're washing your hair in the shower.
Yeah.
That's what most normal people do.
I wash them, do you not?
What, your eyes? Wash your eyes.
So, yeah, that was my favourite ever trim, that.
Was it?
I want it back.
Why don't you get it back? Was it same style?
Same style and silver.
But silver. Wow. I don't even know what I'm listening to yet.
Right.
So if there's any hairdressers out there who do it for free for me,
promote you on here.
Yeah, nice one.
We need a new sponsor anyway.
Fucking hell, I hope they're not listening.
Right. Paulie Wick on Twitter. The one player, this for both of you, the one player you've played with but thought, how's he made it?
Jordan.
No, I'm only kidding. I didn't make it. Well, I did for 3 days.
3 days you did, pal. It's good enough. Go on, Joe, I'll let you go first, because I haven't...
I don't really want to say his name, but I'm going to have to, aren't I? Well, we had a lad who we signed from... I think we signed him from Stockport or Hyde when we was at Rami. So back then, they was like big teams. You know what I mean? Like, if you got to move to... I think someone we know got a move to Stockport, and me and Jono was delivering chips one night on a Friday night, thinking, saying stuff like, how's he got a move there? He must be on mint money and stuff like that, because we thought that was a million miles away from us.
Yeah.
Whereas now we look back and it wasn't, if we'd have just applied ourselves a bit more than we thought it was a lower town club. But anyway, we signed this lad called at right back, and he looked the part, but... He was the worst player I've ever seen in my life. And then a year later, I looked on Twitter and he'd been at every club around Manchester. So I think he'd been Curzon, Stockport, Hyde, Rami, Ashton, everywhere. And someone had made a Twitter account called Nonley because he couldn't get a game anywhere, but he just kept blagging a move and a move. I don't know how he'd done it.
Do you know what? I really can't think. I'm going to have to come back to it. I don't want to...
You must have had about Kebby.
He didn't make it though, did he?
Was it Barcelona?
Yeah, I know, but...
what more do you want him to do?
I told you, I saw him on Footy Wonder Kids, didn't I?
Oh, shit, yeah, you said it. Yeah, we need to get him in.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Right, bit of an educational question. How much do non-league players get paid? From the kid on Twitter.
Well, that's a bit that's of a tough question, question
to
every,
ask that, yeah.
Every single club's different.
Yeah.
But there's... Well, there's... Like, everyone will know this anyway, but there's players on... There's players on well over one, two grand a week at some clubs. But then you go down the ladder and, you know, lads at... You know, probably like Evo Stick Prem clubs are on maybe 100 quid. So there's a massive... There's a massive range, isn't there?
Yeah, it varies depends a lot, on depending what on...
And what kind of player you are. Like, unfortunately, strikers always get paid more.
Yeah, they do.
Don't they?
Yeah.
They do.
Like, Tony will say, our keeper will say, this lad's on mint money at this place. And I'll be like, is that mint money? Yeah. Half of it's winding him up, but yeah. Half of it's like, well... We must get paid a lot more than keepers, I don't know.
Yeah. It is some, every club's different, but you'll get a big divide in the changing room as well. Like you just
can
said there.
Be, yeah, and sometimes if it gets
and
out,
if they find out,
it can so like, affect things.
Yeah, you might have a striker who's on 800 quid plus £100 goal, and then you'll have a right back who's on 250.
Yeah.
But that's just, I always say, when you sign your contract, if you're happy with what you're getting, don't matter what anybody else is
you
on.
You can't complain about anyone else.
So when you find out if somebody else is on 700 quid a week, you were happy to sign that contract at 250. You know, if you're happy with that, you can't always...
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. I'd probably look at it like that as well.
I wouldn't. It's
like a personal... Yeah, you'd be fuming.
I'd be fuming.
It's like a personal deal for you.
Exactly.
Don't look at it
that's
as
how you look at it.
don't look at it as in someone else's, because they might have different circumstances where, listen, they don't have a job or, but you need them to play.
Yeah.
So,
but there's some really, really good money in non-league football, especially the closer you get to League Two as well. Like the top national league teams, you know, lads are full time anyway, so they, you know, they're on.
I've always had managers as well who are quite honest with you. Do you know what I mean? Like they just say, listen, he's on this, you're going to be on this, and this is why. And half the time, I've never really had an argument about it until you was on double my wage.
Scored double goals as well. Right, shit, Tash, come on.
Right.
I've got like 15 minutes left here.
Right, we'll do a couple more and then maybe a bit of current events.
A couple of questions. That's what he's here for,
isn't he? Yeah, whatever.
Right. At Gaz Tro on Twitter. Is Zed still a big fan of Magaluf? Met him around 10 years ago in the Honolulu Hotel. David Dunn was out there the same time, smashed doing rollovers in KFC.
I don't want to go into that too much, do you? I've had a couple of trips to Magaluf.
It's a great place.
It's brilliant. I once went three times in one summer. Like, finished football in the summer, went for a weekend, like end of season trip with the lads, went for a weekend, came home, I was home for a week. I think I'd met a bar girl out there, like, you know the shot girl.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck it, I'll go back, I went for 5 days with a few mates.
What, was you ringing round saying, right, who's having it? Because you knew you wanted to go and see her.
Yeah. Do you know where that vodka jelly girl is?
You've not seen her with the sidekick, have you?
Yeah, she's with that lad over there. What? I've just spent £200 to come to Magaluf to see you.
You cheated on me here.
You cheated on me. Who are you? We swapped numbers.
I fucking bought five shots off you.
Yeah, I used to love the Honolulu Hotel, I can say it was a shithole, but it was like, it's just somewhere to get your head down, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's literally right near, you know, BCM Squares.
Yeah, well, that's gone now.
BCM Squares is gone?
Well, BCM has, hasn't it?
Has it?
Yeah, it's shut down.
Oh, I had some great times out there. I reckon I've been probably close to 20 times to Magaluf. Brilliant.
I reckon I've been on about five.
We once went on a stag do, and one of the nights we all dressed up as superheroes. So I was like Wolverine, like the claws and stuff, like a proper X-Men outfit. Then we had Superman, Spider-Man, Incredible Hulk, Iron Man, like it were brilliant. And if you go to Magaluf, there's a strip, you know, the hill,
as so, you're getting up to the top.
Yeah, well, a coach had come round the corner, and this is on my kid's life, this coach was slipping out of gear halfway up the hill, and it was still, so we all, like, as a joke, went running behind it, all the superheroes pushing this coach up the hill. Everyone was filming it. It looked like, obviously, we've come to the rescue.
Would they film it on them back then?
Nokia. Nokia 210.
Just set up a full camera. Let me get my tripod.
Watch the birdie.
So, yeah, do you remember, what's he called?
Who?
What are we called? Gaz?
Tro.
Gaz Tro.
Good memory of that, innit? Yeah, I remember him, Troy. Good lad.
I think he's Welsh.
I do remember.
Yeah, you knew Welsh Troy, don't you?
Yeah.
Sheep Jagger.
Right. Dream podcast guest.
Dream podcast guest.
Oh, sorry. That's from Big Al 04 on Instagram.
Go on, Big Al.
Go on, Big Al. I've got an uncle, Big Al.
Have you?
I don't think it's him.
Big Allison. I've got an auntie, Big Allison.
Yeah, I met her. Dream podcast guest.
I think Adam would be decent, wouldn't he?
Ricky would be good. Yeah. Good stories. Tell it as it is. I think, might have to have a few beers with him as well.
Do you know who'd be decent? I think Joey Barton. I hope he's not listening. I'm trying to think. Someone who's just... Well, Bex. You've got to throw... Bex is just...
Imagine Bex. Cantona.
Yeah, just someone like that big of a name.
Yeah.
What about, like, Ian Holloway?
He'd be funny as well.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't do as well for us as having Bex, would it?
No. Or Sandra Bullock.
What Why would you have her?
I don't know. I don't, always used to fancy her growing up. Yeah. I think she'd be good. Pam Anderson. She'd be good.
She'd be decent.
Don't know how much football should talk, but be a good guest.
Yeah. Anything well, yeah. Your missus.
Whoa. Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah, right, yeah, probably. Yeah. I'd say Bex.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say, I probably have to agree with that. Gets a few more followers. He's got a couple of followers, hasn't he? Yeah. A
few.
Just a couple.
Next.
Right, well, we'll leave it there for the questions, but...
I quite like that. Yeah. Can we do that again?
I think we should, yeah. We've got quite a lot that we've not even gone through.
I tell you what, we'll...
Go on, give us a couple more. We've got...
Right. Why don't we have like a 5-10 minute...
I've got 15 segment minutes.
...segment every podcast at the end of something where we answer them. That's a good little thing, isn't it?
There you go.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we'll do... What, do you want two more?
Yeah, go on. Go on.
Okay.
No. Give us a couple more. That's confused him.
Most bonkers game you've ever played in, from Cal Braddock on Instagram.
Freckles.
I think it means football.
No, football game. Freckles was a... Never play that again. Most bonkers game.
Yours has got to be your 5-0, goals, 7-2.
Yeah, 7-4 game, yeah. It was absolutely lashing down as well. Five goals, that's three goals in like 25 minutes, and I was thinking, thank God for that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 7-4, you don't often see that, do you?
No, not at all. Probably the one at Kendall for me.
Really?
Where we went like 3-0 up, I think, and then I went down to 9 men.
Was that for Salford?
No, for Rammy.
All right.
That was when I got sent off for breaking Dukes' arm.
Oh, yeah.
Then Jono's fighting on the touchline. Bernard's fighting. Our lad's fighting. Our left-back, who's been sent off, fighting with someone else. And it was just chaos. And we still ended up winning 3-2 in the end. And then after the game, our right-back nearly battered the ref in the bar. So it was I think my granddad, I think someone, as I was walking off, someone called me like a shit house or something. And my granddad, who was like 71-year-old, walked over and banged him out.
Did he really? Yeah.
So everything was just like, it was wild, mate. It was and up in Kendall, obviously, it's pissing down. It's a muddy pitch, and it was just, I loved it, but...
Mint.
It was just mad. So, probably Kendall. Away.
Kendall. Yeah.
Right.
Big name.
At JT_31 on Twitter... Ask Jordan about being kidnapped in Benidorm.
I knew this was coming as well.
Did you?
From Tano. Yeah. Well, I got...
Who's kidnapping you?
We went out as Braveheart. And...
Who was Braveheart? What, the stag? Braveheart, no, the stag, and you like the Warriors?
It was a uni do, so 40 of us. We used to go on a tour, yeah. But we was that disgusting on the tour. This was in a past life, by the way. That disgusting on the tour, we got banned from all tour companies. So we had to set our own one up, and we went to Benidorm. But anyway, 2 days in, and the police are clocking onto us. And we had a lad there with us who had Asperger's. So we're walking around the corner one day, all in Braveheart, and we're greeted by the police, all with batons ready to do us. So everyone runs, but this lad with Asperger's, he can't fathom what's going on, and he just stands and stares at the police. So obviously they think something else is going on, but he just doesn't know what's going on, this poor lad. So I seen it and ran back. This is the only time in my life I've not been a shit house. So I seen it, ran back, got him, and as I'm getting him out of the way, they're hitting him with batons, hitting me with batons, but I'm like, just come with me, Seeley, just trust me.
Yeah.
So we run into this bar, and everyone's dressed in Braveheart. So I was like, right, I'm cooked to death. I'm going in, like, the toilet, getting changed. Or, like, sorting myself out, having a piss, and sorting my head out, because I was bleeding and that. And then I come out the bar, out the toilet into the bar, and this bar was trashed by all the uni lads. Trashed the place. And I was like, shit. I'm on my own again. And I'm just, these lads turn around, whose bar it is, with, like, two Russian bouncers, looked at me in Braveheart. We've got one of them. So I was like, oh no. So they literally, I had a kilt on, and you weren't allowed to wear boxers. So they like literally took my kilt off me, took me everything off me. So I literally had some pumps on.
Are you naked?
Naked. And they stuffed me in the back of a boot, car boot. So I think they drove me like...
Oh my God, you must have papped yourself.
Yeah, I don't know whether they did it just to scare me, but they drove like a little bit and then stopped and then opened the boot. But obviously I was bulky. Got
the shovels out.
What?
Got the shovels out. The fertiliser.
Honestly, I was so scared. But I was bulky as well, just with a pair of pumps on. So as soon as they opened the boot, that was it, I was gone. But I was running around Benidorm for about 4 hours on my own bulky, trying to find the lads.
God. That's so scary, that, isn't it? What do you think they've done to you? Filled you in?
I honestly, I wouldn't like to think, but...
So, as soon as the boot opened, what did you do? Just, were you ready, to jump out and run?
Yeah, I think they had, you know, like a, they had like a proper like black mert, blacked out windows. There was, I think there was dodgy guys, like, yeah. But I think one of them just popped the boot by accident, you know, like with a fob.
Yeah.
As soon as it's open, no one was there. I was just like, gone. But I met the lad. It took me, it was like 3-4 hours till it was like 2 a.m. then. And then I walked back, finally found the hotel and all the lads was in the bar over the road. So you just walk in, don't you?
You were naked still?
No, I went to my hotel and got changed and then be like, right, lads, come on. We need to calm down this holiday. I was just like, listen, it's happened to me. It's a good job it didn't happen to any of you lot. Because I was a lot more sensible than them.
Did you, you know, like you see people on films when they end up naked? Did you like nick a bed sheet off a washing line or something?
I honestly can't, I think I found like one of the lads who was also in a bad way and he gave me like his top sash.
Yeah.
I think it was Josh Hill.
He's caught me running down
the street, said I've never seen anyone running so fast. And he's given me like a sash, so I've got his sash around me and we found our hotel after like 4 hours or something.
Oh my God. So you were lucky there then.
Yeah, it wasn't good. I didn't tell my mum, so I hope she's not listening.
I'll tell her to now and go around.
So, yeah, that was it. Well, I didn't want to tell that story, but that's what it is.
Is what it is.
Yeah.
Love Island.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
Right, do you want some current events?
Yeah, current events. Hit me with it.
Yeah, because I've got like 10 minutes.
Well, did you see City at the weekend?
Yeah, I didn't expect that. The loss.
3-2, yeah.
Yeah, I think.
How do you feel? Like, that's the first time I've ever seen a team really go at Man
City. Yeah, I've said it. Like, I went to watch them against Watford once, and Watford just admitted they were like beaten.
Yeah.
From the first whistle, just sat back. Like, all right, just go out with a bit of fight. Just go for it.
If you was a manager, you know when sometimes you think, right, we're playing Man City. Let's get 10 men behind the ball.
Yeah.
Keep it 0-0 and try and nick a goal. It's never going to happen, is it? It's never going to happen because they're going to have 90-odd% possession. Mm. You're not going to be able to get out because you're leaving one man up front. And I really liked how Norwich just said, right, let's get out of
them. Yeah, they literally just went for it. I mean, there was a lot. That Pukki is class, to be fair.
Yeah, he's
just
doing well, isn't he?
Everything. He scored, but his assist was just as good. Yeah. Like, he didn't panic.
He's timing,
isn't
it?
Even though he's playing City, he's not panicking. He's just... But, I mean, last year, Liverpool, I think, was the only team that beat City, weren't they? And what did they do? They went for it, beating 4-3. So...
No, I think City lost... I thought they lost 3 times last year.
Did they? Did they lose?
I think so, yeah. But Liverpool only lost once, but they had a load of draws.
Right, is that what it is?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, well, it seems that if you get at them, they're vulnerable, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, it was good.
I watched the thing about Otamendi and Stones playing together as well. Do you see that?
No, I ain't seen it.
Like, every time they've played together, they've been shy. And now they're stuck with them two. They ain't got any other centre halves.
Laporte's injured, isn't it?
Mm. And company's gone, so.
The thing is, they're two brilliant players. I think it's just, you do need to get that partnership, don't you? You need to play with someone a few times. But when it's changing all the time, you obviously... Do you know what though? I think this season, City are 5 points behind Liverpool already, aren't they?
Something like that, yeah. I think it's going to be tough to catch them.
I think I think 5 points is a tough ask.
Yeah, 100%.
Especially where Liverpool are playing, could be Liverpool's year this year.
Well, Champions League as well starting tonight. Who do you reckon's going to do
tonight,
it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got Napoli v Liverpool tonight.
I can't see anyone beat him. Is that at Napoli?
Yeah.
Do you think Liverpool the best team in Europe at the minute?
Yeah, I still fancy them.
Do you?
Yeah.
Who's the contenders then? Who's had some big signings in the summer, you think?
Well, Barca are always up there, but they're not doing too well at the minute, are they?
No. Atletico City, are top, aren't they?
Atletico.
Kieran Trippier, that's why, isn't it?
That's it.
Firing.
Sign the Berry Beckham and that's all you need to do.
The Berry Beckham. Class.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really know.
I think Liverpool will beat Napoli tonight. No, Bayern Munich.
PSG.
City.
I honestly think it'll be another English team.
Yeah.
Who'll win it? City or Liverpool?
Who else is in it for Tottenham and Chelsea, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, be one of them four.
I think so, yeah. I think the Premiership at the minute is the strongest league in the world.
100%.
Yeah.
Right. Have you heard about this Lukaku thing again? More racist comments.
Yeah, it's just weird. Like,
why would you say that?
Just
as a comment.
I just don't get what's going on. Like, how is it acceptable in Italy? I don't understand it.
It's just a disgusting.
But as well, it was made as a compliment. Like the pundit. I was just reading it now. He's been fired, by the way. He got suspended.
But he only got suspended.
Now he's been sacked.
Which is just shocking.
How is it a compliment though? How is
he's
that
saying that the only way you can stop him is by doing that?
Yeah, but it's not. It's just a weird comment to make. Isn't
it's
it?
Not even
because everything before that he says this guy kills you in the one-on-ones if you try to challenge him. They have something extra now. He's like the best striker they've got, and then just throws that out there.
And then throws in that comment, which is, it's just a weird one to make, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd feel uncomfortable even mentioning what the comment is.
I don't want to mention it.
Just
obviously people can Google and have a look, but it's not something that would spring to mind. That's how you stop a player. is it?
No. Like it's just.
They can say, oh, like,
he needs testing to see if he's got something wrong with him. Because that is just a strange comment.
Well, he's an 80-year-old Italian man, so he's been sacked anyway.
Right. Well,
it's a Dolmio guy.
Yeah.
But just people have said should black players even play in the Italian league, like, or should they boycott it?
Well,
the thing is though, it's their livelihood. The Italian league's a brilliant league, some massive clubs in it. If they boycott that league, who's actually winning then? You can't bow down to these people.
No.
You know, if all black people said, right, I'm not playing in Italy, that's the racists have won, aren't they, Shirley? So I'd encourage more black people to go and play in Italy. Do you know what I mean? And kind of like, you know, shove it in the face by saying, look, you know, this is, we're here through merit. You know, we're not going to have them kind of comments or
it's just
people like you force us out the game.
Maybe, well, it's happening a lot in Italy, but that one comment, it might just be, it's just that guy, do you know what I mean? But
yeah. Well, still, the fans are really bad though, aren't they?
Yeah.
Supposedly, anyway.
Well, again, with Lukaku, they were, you know, chanting, weren't they? So. When he took a penalty.
Were they?
Yeah. He deals with it pretty well. He does. He just slotted his penalty on.
But, you know, people saying, should the players boycott it? I feel like there's got to be some action where that segregation of the crowd should be banned. They've got cameras at every stadium. Surely you home in on them fans who are doing them chants. And if you're
in there and you don't agree with it, tough titties, you still.
Yeah.
You're not.
You just get banned from going to football games. That's how I deal with it anyway.
I agree.
Right. What have we got coming up in the next few weeks?
Well, we've got an end of season special podcast, haven't we? I think.
End of season do.
But I think we're going to. I think we're going to be live from the Mousetrap. Is that right? Could be.
Probably not live.
Well, not live, you know what I mean?
Not going live.
But we're going to, I think we're going to hold a competition, aren't we, where we can get three or four followers to win a competition to come and listen to the podcast live.
Yeah.
And fire questions at us. And
and we'll have a few guests from this series with us as well.
Yeah, some of the special guests that we've had over the last two seasons are going to join us on the panel. People can come and watch the live podcast, fire questions at us, and I think we're going to supply about 20 bottles of wine as well, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
Well, the mousetrap is.
We'll have to pay for them, though. It says we're on about here.
I'll charge double.
No, yeah, I went in his bar on Sunday, and on Facebook he'd put a deal saying, what was it? Buy two large glasses of wine, and you get the rest of the bottle, and two cocktails for £10. So I was like,
so we walked in. It was absolutely jammers, but it was obviously a false podcast. It was obviously a false post.
It was just a load of shit.
Instead of and, it was meant to be or.
So I'd ordered all this, and she went, £22. I went, what?
£10.
I showed her the deal. She was like, yeah, that's not right.
It was meant to be two glasses of wine, you get the rest of the bottle for free, or two cocktails for £10. But we'd worded it and two cocktails. So we walked in, and it was like 50 of Jordan's students, mate, all with a tenner in their hand.
None of us have any beer.
No, my name was Mud when I walked in. But we did hammer one of Jordan's mates, didn't we?
Yeah, one of my mates come out with like a skin-coloured top on.
Neutral, awful.
But he's like pasty anyway. Callum, yeah. He's funny as fuck, but he's weird. So he's pasty anyway. And we were saying all day, like, looks like you got no top on, sort of thing. So I walked over to Sed, like, do us a favour. When the music goes quiet, just walk over dead loud and say, do us a favour, mate. It's a classy establishment. Put your top back on. So he's done it, and I swear to how red did he go?
Oh, my God. All his mates erupted with laughter because the bar went quiet. Even the guy on the guitar was laughing. The guy went bright red. Yeah, he took it in good spirit, didn't he?
He takes stuff like that well. It's funny. Yeah.
He was like, fucking kill me, Jordan.
So yeah, looking forward to the end of season podcast
And then we've got one more guest,
haven't we?
Yeah, we've got another guest next week, and then the end of season end of podcast the week do. After.
Very good. And then there's loads of other things that are coming, aren't there?
Yeah.
To do with the like podcast video channel.
There's so been a lot more content, tuned. Yeah. It'd where really me good. And Sed are gonna embarrass people.
We are.
That's all.
Can we say what we're doing?
Nah.
Beautiful.
Right.
So you'll have to wait.
Thanks for the questions. I might have to. Can we cut that thing out where I said about Benadol?
No. It's part of the podcast.
Oh, well.
No. It's a story.
Right.
It was years ago.
Right. I need to go to a casting.
What was your casting for? Oh, it's a football thing, isn't it? Football advert.
Football advert, yeah. So I'll go to the casting and not get it, but
yeah, hopefully they don't throw you a ball.
Right. Give me a cap.